Hello, and thanks for joining us on this little pre-festival feature. We're running a load of these on Folkin.com. We've done one for Cropperty, we've done one for the Chicken Stock Festival, and we're doing one for the beautiful, the lovely little New Forest Folk Festival. And I'm so pleased to be talking at the moment to what I can say is a New Forest Folk Festival regular, and we're talking to PJ Wright. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Mr. Paul.
Right, Mr. Paul, Mr. Paul Johnson. We're all getting our names mixed up, aren't we?
No, I shall call you Mr. Paul for any confusion.
That's very funny, Mr. Paul. A lot of people call you that. They call you that when they phone you up trying to sell you something, don't they? Do you remember?
Oh, absolutely.
You get a call from India, and they go, "Hello, Mr. Paul," or in your case, "Hello, Mr. P." You know, it's terrible, isn't it? But it's great to talk to you. As I was saying, you're a New Forest Folk Festival regular.
Indeed, a gnarled, wizened old regular, having been there every year since its inception, you know.
It's a lovely story because, obviously, old Mr. Richard Diagents, it's his fault this festival's there, isn't it?
It is, really? Indeed.
He's the one who...
It's all his fault.
He's the one who suggested it to Nick and Keith, wasn't it?
Yep.
And ever since then, you've been playing under different guises. And I think the last time I went, I saw you under Trad R, which was a fantastic gig. And we ended up talking, as we always do, me and you, about guitar amplifiers and guitars, which is, you know, all very interesting for me and you, but not necessarily...
Interesting stuff. Well, yeah, they'll catch up eventually.
Well, it is for me and you, but sometimes it can get me thinking, what are you going on about? Well, you know, they don't understand. But, this is really good because you've got Marilyn... The lineup changed at all because it's a little bit fluent, isn't it? The lineup you have with the Sandy Denny project, but
we had Anna Ryder in at first.
Yeah.
After the first year, she left to pursue other areas of music, and Gemma has been with us in a stable relationship now for coming up for 2 years.
Well, that's quite a while, doesn't it, really? Soon goes by, doesn't it, these times? Quite amazing. Yeah. So it's and obviously Marilyn is with you still. Who else is with you in the lineup now?
Marilyn is still there. Sally is still out front.
Yeah.
And as I say, Gemma Shirley on keyboards.
Lovely.
With the rhythm section of Matt and Parky on the drums.
Great stuff.
It's certainly a regular lineup, and since the new album, we have much to prove.
Much to prove. Is the new album out at the moment? Is it one that's?
It was launched officially from the lifeboat station at Cromer Pier last weekend.
Oh, the Cromer
folk on the pier, knees up.
Oh, I see.
And was premiered in its entirety from top to bottom, in that order, Mr. Preview. Folk on the Pier on the Friday night. And we played the whole thing, which takes a bit of doing because it's a big production job. It is not acoustic folk by any means. And it's not a tribute band, neither.
No, quite right. This does get a bit confusing because when people hear this called a Sandy Denny project, and the Dylan project and that, they can be misled into thinking it is a tribute, but it's not. It's different, isn't it? It's a whole thing.
Well, it's... With serving all those years, nearly 20 years of the Dylan Project.
Yeah.
Serving sounds... A bit
You've done your time. done your time.
The process of kicking other people's material around, particularly that material belonging to a genius or two, is pleasurable. And I've always enjoyed where different kinds of music rub up against each other. And it's an opportunity to take... the work of a specific songwriter and
treat
it differently.
Give it a little bit of a treatment. It's weird, isn't it? And that kind of happens nice and naturally as well, doesn't it? As you bring different people into the band, I know you've had a steady one 2 years now, but each person adds something extra to it, don't they? And you end up with this wonderful sort of mishmash of different styles and yet you know, obviously, it's Sandy Denny material, etc., but it's little bits or pieces of each musician bring, don't they? It's quite a thing.
Absolutely.
It's really good to say.
It's a pleasure to play with the guys and the gals.
Yeah.
Everyone's pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all
musically. Yeah, they're top of their game. It keeps being reminded, and we all have our favourites in terms of the way that bands play. But for instance, someone like James Taylor's band, in terms of the musicians, they just out underplay each other every night. No one is trying to prove a point, and every note they play serves the song. And that's kind of what we try to do.
Yeah, it's a nice vibe, isn't it? You know, nobody's trying to sort of take over the show. Nobody's having an ego boost and going out and doing some sort of wailing guitar solo, unless they, unless it's planned. Yeah, it's a nice thing. And I find that with Trad-R as well, your other band, you just revel in everything folk rock, don't you, though? That is your main thing, isn't it? You just love every minute of it, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course. I love playing live.
Yeah, you do. You're a live person, and I've watched you several times, and I always get kind of a bit sort of, I don't know. Your guitar's got more notes than mine, that's for sure.
They're just in a different order, that's all.
yeah. Well, I quite often say there is only eight notes, isn't there? Do you
Yeah,
know?
I've had a couple of extra bolted on
Yeah.
in secret.
Yeah, we played the Rochester Sweeps Festival. We had three gigs at the weekend last weekend after just a couple of weeks back now. It is time's flown by, but we did three gigs in a row, and I actually ran out of notes. I had none left, you know. I ran out of fingertips as well. But you wily old warmonger, you can battle on, can't you? For days, you can go on tour for months. You can, can't you?
Used to, yeah.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
Well, do you know what? I mean, looking at the Sandy Denny Project's list of dates, there's quite a few, isn't there? You've got quite a lot
We've got
for
a few in the book that's coming
it.
up through this summer. Quite a few nice festivals and a little tour of the north of England. Yeah.
And you're even back down my neck of the woods a little bit, down in Faversham, doing the New Day Festival, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
very
oh,
good.
looking forward to that.
That's a nice
That's
little
new
thing.
territory for us.
Yeah,
Yes,
it is. There's a couple of nice little festivals springing up now, like the Chicken Stock.
it's the way to go. It's it is, as you say, happening all over.
It is.
And of course, the New Forest, which is now old hat, is
Yeah.
of all of them, that is my favourite.
Do you know what? I love it there, and I can't wait to be there because I just there's something about it. That it's got a lovely feel to it, and I was saying the other day that you can watch the audience and they will always just pick up their litter when they take their chairs away, and there's not a thing in the field, they take it with them, and they're all, and it's the sort of festival I could quite happen, I have done in the past, just go on my own, and because you're bound to meet somebody to chat to, aren't you? You know, it's so friendly, and the way it's laid out is very good as well. The facilities are absolutely fantastic, and the crowd are such a, I don't know, they're just a warm, sort of responsive crowd, aren't they? They just love it.
Yeah, lovely crowd to play for.
Yeah, they are.
They're grown-ups, but
Yeah.
not in the pejorative sense of the word. Still
Yeah.
enough irresponsibility about to float the boat,
Yeah.
but you know what I mean. There's no silliness. There's no silly behaviour that isn't required.
No, that's right. And I think what I always find from an artist, and well, I haven't played it yet, I'm dying to maybe next year, but for all the bands, they really look after their bands, don't they? They look after their guests and their press
Oh yeah,
people.
coffee machine.
Oh mate, it's yeah. I mean,
Drop a coffee.
you've got a proper coffee machine. You've got a lovely little area called the Artist Garden, which I absolutely adore.
Yes, I always think don't feed the animals. It's kind of.
Yes, yeah. You're going through that magical little gate, and you're in a, and it's a lovely place to
Yeah.
just to sit and chill. It's actually Nick's house garden that he opens up with goodwill
Yeah.
and love and affection to everybody, and makes you so welcome. A little facility in there with a shower and everything. They're just so nice, and I always find all the stalls are really nice as well. He's just got it. I think, I think. Respect to you and Ke with Keith and Nick, they just go around, they've been to lots of festivals, and they've muddled it to become the ultimate nice festival, haven't they? That's what I think,
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
they've certainly taken the best of several festival ethoses.
Yeah, and it ethoses, and being a one stage thing as well, apart from the fringe tent. Yeah. I know you got the you can walk into the forest a little bit more, and there's a little fringe tent there with you know, they do the sea shanties and workshops. And apparently you're doing some workshops too, aren't you?
Well, I believe so. Well, I'm always game for a slide guitar jobby to spread the word.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know whether you knew that, but I just told you you're actually doing one.
Oh, okay. Very good.
No, Nick did tell me you was running a slide guitar workshop, which sounds interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be good. And is that just a one-off, or are you doing a couple over the weekend?
No, that's Sunday morning. Well, it better be Sunday morning, because I won't be there until late Saturday night.
Right, Sunday morning. Yeah, what a way to spend a Sunday morning with PJ Wright, eh? Doing a bit of slide guitar. I'd love that. I might even come along, mate. You know, I'm going to come along and join you. It'd be quite nice. So
it's a lovely noise, and there are several ways of approaching it.
Well, exactly.
All you need is a bit of slidey stuff, a glass bottleneck or a metal bottleneck or a length of pipe, or a kitchen knife.
Kitchen knife, I do.
And we can, and metal strings, nylon strings don't. It's not for the classicists.
It's not, is it? It's not going to work. A beer bottle's good though. That works.
Oh yeah, it's a bit unwieldy for a first go. You have to break it skillfully.
Yeah, you don't want to be. Yeah, don't want to be breaking that, do you? You don't want to be breaking and playing with your jacket guitar thing. No, that'd be good. So you're going to play? Are you playing the whole album at the festival? Then at the album. What's the album called, by the way?
I would think so, yes.
And what's the album?
It went well at Cromer. It seemed a good thing to do. It's much more of a production number than any recording that we've done before.
Right, okay.
And so to do it in order, in sequence, does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, I like this idea of doing an album and then playing the whole thing live. I think it's a brilliant thing to do. I mean, not that you have any problem selling albums. I'm thinking that you can sort of listen to it live and then go, do you know what, I'm going to buy that. I want to take that piece of musical genius home.
and then we do her greatest hits.
Yes, yes.
As we call it. Yeah. All the biggies. But now, with the new album, there's 9 songs on it, and they're not the ones that you would expect by any means.
Really?
Okay. Every one of them is a bit left field.
Right. Okay.
But with that amount of new material, it means that what we had been out there and doing, you know, 2:45s, an hour and a half show with, we've got far too much now.
Yeah.
And so we have to decide what not to do, which is really, in Sandy's case, really very difficult.
I can imagine. You want to do them all, don't you? You just want to do, you know, all this. She's so prolific as well. There's so many songs there, isn't there? I mean, how the hell do you choose a set? You know, that must be one of the, it must be one of the most difficult things, you know. So the album you've got, what's the album called?
It's called SDP Vol 2.
SDP what?
Vol 2, Volume 2.
Volume 2, okay.
Yeah, the cover is a black and white representation in arty letters that go SDP VOL TWO.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
it. I mean, obviously, it's going to be everything's in it. What do you need? A flash album cover for?
Yeah, it's all very stark. There's rudimentary track listing, and then I think there's fulsome liner notes on their website, which are
beautiful.
Interesting, really.
I need to get hold of this album. If I had it, I could play a bit underneath us now, you know, a little bit of a teaser for people, but I haven't got it, so I can't do it.
Well, I can certainly send you a link.
Please.
Well,
don't.
I hope I can.
Yeah,
that's another example of my being fairly dodgy at technology.
Yeah,
I'm not terribly digital, so I keep sending people the wrong things, and they keep going,
Well, let's just say, you know, we're recording this now. If you send me a link, if the people listening
you
to
can
it,
fly it underneath.
Wow, exactly. Yes. If people are listening to it now and you hear music, with the wonders of technology, we've put a little bit of the album underneath me and you talking. You know, so that's quite an interesting little touch, isn't it? So we'll do that. You say you used a production job. How long was it in the studios for? What sort of studio time?
It took about 8 months, I think, from gestation to finished gleaming polished product.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, certainly from last autumn through till spring.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And we had wanted, you know, what do you do? Do you just keep prodding away at the big songs of Sandy's, which are great to do on stage and great to do differently, but probably more satisfying is to stroll off-piste into her lesser-known stuff.
That's a great idea.
And give that a hammer, because she didn't really write a Duffin. There's a couple that are a little bit on the bland side for me, but there's only two or three, and the rest of it is just sheer dynamite. Yeah. I heartily recommend anyone with any spare listening room to have a listen to her.
Well, do you know what? Do you remember the Sandy box set that came out?
I do.
About
yes.
four CDs in it. I have that.
Yeah,
and I love going.
Which
back
included the Sandy album with her picture on the cover.
That's correct.
That Trevor produced.
Exactly.
And very well indeed, I think.
Yeah, it was.
And it's got Sneaky Pete Kleiner on pedal steel, one of my heroes.
Yep.
And that really rocks. It's a fantastic album.
It is.
And take a long time and such like.
Yeah, I really enjoy that, delving into some of the lesser tracks on there, you know, which is what you're saying there. It's nice to go and look at, you know, some of the ones that probably aren't so big, but they're just interesting in their own right. Plus, of course, there will be, obviously, a lot of people that haven't heard them and will find them really, really interesting, I guess.
Well, I hope so, yeah. I mean, there's certainly at least one track off of that Sandy album. Plus something from Unhalfbricking. That goes back a good way.
Yeah. God, that's going to be exciting. Can't wait to see it. And you're playing the whole album live, which will be fantastic.
We're doing the Sunday night before Steel Eye.
Yep, so you're on Sunday night before Steel Eye Spen, so that's great. Are you doing just the one performance there, yeah? You're not on any other nights at the festival?
No, that's
sometimes
it,
you do.
One.
Sometimes you do a little bit, you know, guesting with other bands and stuff, don't you?
In the old days, yes.
Yeah. I love it when
people
you
needed me.
I love
but
it.
Now everyone's got themselves sorted out.
But I love that. You know, I love that when you're, you know,
of course,
there's a band on
there's
stage.
There's a lot of backstage goes on as well, which is rather lovely. And on the occasions I have stayed overnight, which is not recently, not a lot.
Yeah.
Nice musical shenanigans going on.
Yeah.
With mixes of all, I was going to say all faiths and creeds, but all faiths and creeds musically. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fab. I'm really looking forward to it. And for anybody who hasn't seen you, but who haven't, are really in for a treat on that night, on the Sunday. God, what else did you want? You know, you've got, you know, the Sandy Denny Project followed, you know, by Steel Eye Spen. I mean, that's a fantastic lineup. The boys really do.
It's always a great lineup there. It's always a spread of what was happening and is happening in, I guess, what you'd call folk rock.
Yes.
Of
indeed.
A certain type.
Yeah.
And that is so unique. Folk on the Pier at Cromer do a version of that.
Yeah.
But the programming, because New Forest obviously is so much bigger in terms of range and workshops and the woodland glade. It's nice to hear all that stuff over one weekend.
They always pack there.
That's why I never get on the stage these days more than just my one allotted span, is because the program is packed with excellent stuff. Nick and Keith.
It's a great lineup again this year. Obviously, we've got the Oyster Band as well there, which is great. But what I also like about Keith and Nick and the festival itself is that they actually put the local band on as well, and they put some smaller bands on in the daytime, don't they? Which I think is absolutely brilliant. I love that, and that's a nice thing, because it gives people a bit of access to the festival. It gives some of the lesser-known bands, or up-and-coming bands, as we should say, a chance allows to play at a really friendly festival and just goes to promote the whole thing in general, doesn't it? It's a fantastic idea.
Oh, yeah, always access to music, which has been missing for, you know, we're still recovering off the back of COVID for the exposure that's gone down, and people have changed and grown over that period. Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, it's the New Forest Folk Festival. You've got to go, guys. Have a look on the link below. If you're going to go to any festival this year, as I say, the New Forest Folk Festival, I know, you know, times are tough and obviously money can be tight for people, but if they can actually, if they're going to go to a festival, you know, I would say a great starting block and a great little festival, not too far away, you know, nestled in the New Forest. It's a great place to go. It's just a lovely, pleasant place to spend a few days, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's the only one that I'm actually going to and spending more than one day at.
Yeah, that's nice.
The others have to be a hit and run job.
That's brilliant.
But the New Forest, I avail myself of Helen's cooking.
Oh.
And get stuck in. There's some nice beer there as well.
Oh, yes. Now, that is true. It's got a fantastic beer tent. And I've got to say, the food, the stalls are wonderful. They'd have a real wood-fired pizza stall. And it's amazing. Yeah. It's like they actually cook it with logs, and they stick this pizza in a massive log fire. And it's so real. And it's so tasty. Among lots of other stalls there, a variation of
good food. Ice cream too.
Great ice cream, yeah. In fact,
delightful ice cream.
I had last time I was there. I broke my heart because I had a lovely ice cream and I dropped the last bit. I was gutted, and it went on the floor. So I was I was traumatized that I'd lost that for about a week. I had a miserable face on because I lost the Forest ice cream, but I got over it. Obviously, I'm damaged, but I'm all right.
Yeah.
Hey PJ,
yeah.
I mean, you do these things, don't you? You know, you get over these things. What else can you do? You know, it's you know, if I spill beer, it's the same, isn't it? You don't want to be spilling a pint of beer, do you? Really, that's no good, is it?
That's much food for thought there. Is it a trick? Can I have the second part of the question first, please, Brian?
Yes. You don't want to be dropping your beer. But it's been great talking to you, PJ. I'm really looking forward to seeing you play and actually catching up with you again and seeing what...
Indeed. And we will meet on the green and have a natter.
We'll meet
the
on the
sunshine.
Green. Yeah, we'll check out your guitar and amps you're using, you know, like we always do. Have a little chat about your Fender Telecaster.
Oh, it's always the Laney. Still with the Laney.
You're still with
I've
the Laney.
I've got a spare. Yeah.
Do you know what? I've switched. I've gone over to the dark side. I'm on orange now. I've got a little orange.
Oh, yeah. Nice. They're all too loud for me.
Yeah, it is. It's a TC30 valve, and it's amazing. Anyway, we won't go on about that because people might not want to know it. We'll save me and you over a beer.
Okay.
That's
close personal stuff.
Absolutely. SDP Volume 2 is the album, and it's out now. It's been launched at Cromer Folk on the Pier, and you can hear it all at the New Forest Folk Festival. Do come to the New Forest Folk Festival and come and enjoy it. Mate, it's been a pleasure talking to you again. I love talking to you.
And all the best to you. Here.
I'll see you there. Thanks for talking to us, mate.
Cheers, O.
See you, mate. Bye. Bye.
Sayonara. Bye-bye.